This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432. We've got breaking news. Milo Yiannopoulos has announced his resignation from Breitbart News. This just happened moments ago. Of course, in the last 48 hours or so, I haven't really spoken about this. I kind of wanted to see it play out a little bit more before I commented on it. Of course, Milo was invited to CPAC. Within a day, he was disinvited because videos emerged where he seemingly talks about pedophilia and seemingly seems to make it no big deal. But again, he was talking about himself, and he is a very flippant guy. He is a provocateur. He says a lot of crazy things. It is, I'm sure this will come out too. It is no secret that the Never Trumpers were after Milo. And in fact, now we, there are, things that are coming out that Evan McMuffin was behind it. His group did the opposition research against Milo. But interestingly enough, the left today, and this is here's the point I wanted to make about this. The left is now cheering this. They are cheering basically censorship. Because regardless of whether you agreed with Milo and what he says, he deserves to be heard. Now, if you don't like him, if you want to turn it off, switch the channel, you're welcome to do that. But the fact is, it's always amazing how the left always exposes themselves, whether it's backing censorship or even violence. The left always, always exposes themselves. Always. So I just wanted to comment on that real quick. And also, Marie Le Pen did an amazing thing today. And really did more for feminism than all the social justice warriors and identity politics people out there. She, let me just set this up. She was supposed to meet with the Grand Mufti of Lebanon today. And as she's just about to go into the meeting in this video of this, she they tell her, you know, hey, you got to wear this headscarf. You can't go in to see the Grand Mufti. First of all, what is a Grand Mufti anyway? You can't go see the Grand Mufti. Is the Grand Mufti, is he the Grand Mufti of the Water Buffalo Lodge? What exactly is he the Grand Mufti of? Anyway, so she's supposed to meet with this guy, and they tell her she's got to wear a headscarf. She says, no. No, I'm not doing it. And they're like, well, you got to. You can't meet with them. She says, no. She turns out, and she walked out of the meeting. Marie Le Pen did more for feminism than all the other snowflakes and social justice warriors and the identity politics people of the left by standing up and saying, no, I will not be subjugated. I will not wear a headscarf. Now, that's feminism. That is feminism. So if the left were truly liberal, and I would argue that they have long ago ceased being liberal, they're neo-liberals now. They have joined the ranks of the neocons now. If they were truly liberal, they would frankly embrace people like Milo. And they would embrace people like Marie Le Pen. But, you know, they won't. And the reason why is because they don't agree with them politically. So they won't celebrate them. And so, if you think about it, how illiberal is that? That's not liberal. I'm wondering if, for instance, the media will report about Marie Le Pen. Because what Marie Le Pen did today was really a blow against the subjugation of women that is interwoven within Islam. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, here is a religion that specifically calls for the subjugation of women, separates the sexes, doesn't allow women to drive. If a woman is raped, she has to have three other people to verify her rape. This is a religion and a philosophy that blames the victim. In fact, going back to Milo, it seems now that he's said that he was a victim of sexual abuse. And let me just point something out. Lena Dunham, in her book, had talked about how she had molested her sister, masturbated with her sister while she was in bed when she was 17 years old. And the left just didn't even comment on it. She still has her show on HBO. She spoke at the Democrat convention on behalf of Hillary Clinton. And I point this out because I want to point out the incredible hypocrisy of the left. Again, if this was, if for instance Milo was a gay man who was a Democrat, he would be embraced today. Same with Marie Le Pen. If Marie Le Pen was a leftist, she would be embraced today because of her stand. Okay. For feminism. She did more for feminism than the whole feminist movement has done in the last 20 years. What have they done? You know? Oh, wow, you're a feminist because you went and had an abortion. No, this is true feminism. She actually stood up to an oppressive religion and said, no, I'm not wearing the headscarf. Okay? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You made my soul burning fire. You're getting too Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. The stock market has had its best 30-day post-inauguration rise since the presidency of FDR. Where's the love for Trump, huh? Where's the love for Trump? Of course, the media won't tell you this. I want to go back to the insidious nature, frankly, of the left, and how they have been able to, and I talked a little about this in the last hour, how they have been able to really take the narrative about immigration and make it so that, you know, if you're against anyone that comes to this country, no matter how they came here, you are against immigrants. Because if you speak in platitudes all the time, see, this is what the left is so good at doing is speaking in platitudes, right? Because if I say to you, oh, I'm a progressive, well, who's not for progress, right? Or, for instance, if you say that the Republicans, they don't want clean air or water. You hear this all the time. In fact, here's an example of it. The ladies on The View, Joy Behar, said exactly this. But see, what happens is, and this is what I'm getting at here, when you speak in platitudes always, whether it's immigration or sexism or, you know, what have you, if you speak in platitudes always, then, hey, you're always, you know, you can always be right. Case in point, let me just play this for you here. This is the ladies of The View, and Joy Behar. They're talking about Trump's regulations, okay?
By the media backlash that he's getting. They see a very successful president who's making good on his campaign promise.
Right. Yeah. I guess they don't want clean water or air.
No, but they voted for... That's not fair.
See, I guess they don't want clean air or water. And here's... this is one of the other women on The View pushing back. The one conservative on The View, okay?
That's not fair. Point. People say Republicans don't like clean water or air. That's not true. There's a lot of people
that
are fighting.
This guy is against the
laws. You have tons of people throughout the country who are trying to protect their jobs.
He just deregulated. He just allowed dumping in our streams.
He just allowed dumping in our streams. He wants dirty air and dirty water. He's against all immigrants. Aren't we a country of immigrants? Don't we love immigrants?
Water sources. But there has to be a balance because a lot of that excessive regulation puts a lot of people out of work, and those people have to
Sorry.
Their
No. Let me say this. Coal companies are putting stuff into my rivers.
First of all, the EPA was strengthened.
First of all, I don't remember when the EPA. And these liberals, by the way, when under the Obama administration, when Flint happened, or that other river that was polluted by the chemicals being released in the water, I forget where it was. I don't recall that they were freaking out that much about that. Oh yeah, because it was Obama. Listen.
Because companies were not looking out for their workers. That's why these regulations went in, because the companies didn't care that they were poisoning people's water. They didn't care. They felt like they had a revolving door of miners who could come in and go. The people who are going to get eaten by this deregulation, are the people who live in that area.
That's true.
I don't know if it's the people who voted for him, but the people who are miners who are in these areas where this runoff is going to happen, going to find themselves doing the same things their grandfathers did 30 years ago when they discovered that these companies could give a flying booty about them. We'll be right back.
Because, you know, Republicans, they don't want clean air and clean water. And if you talk like this all the time, if you say, if you repeat the mantra all the time, i.e., Republicans don't want clean air and water, Republicans are against immigration, because I've heard this so many times, and it's when you speak in platitudes and you speak in generalizations, and these people are great at it. They're awesome at this. That's talking points. And they're talking about them. And scaring you. And scaring you. Because that's all the global warming hoax is. And I'm sorry, but it's a hoax. It's if you scare people enough, you can create a whole industry based on scaring people. In fact, that's what the Democrat Party has been reduced to, is scaring the bejesus out of you. I.e., they're coming to get you. They're going to deport you. They're going to deport everybody you know. We're going to have dirty air, dirty water. They're coming to get you. They're going to do away with all the regulations. They're coming to get you. The end as we know it is here. In fact, I got to tell you, I think that all this running around, pants on fire stuff is only helping Donald Trump. And it's only going to hurt you guys down the road. Really. Because let's say after, I mean, it's been a month now. And it's like every day it's the end of the world. If, God forbid, something actually does happen, and the Trump administration is responsible for something, for an actual something, nobody's going to believe you anymore. They're going to be like, well, you know. And because it has been going on now for months and months and months, almost 2 years now. And the media is saying, this is it. This is it. He's done. Not so fast there, Skippy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Say you want a revolution, well, you know. We all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution, well, you know. We all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be?
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Howard Dean says that young people have been traumatized by Trump's election. Maybe they should have gone out and vote. You know, they were, let me tell you, the media really, frankly, helped Trump. And I'll tell you why they did. Because all they did was bash him all the time. And also, they assured everyone, and especially these young people that Howard Dean talks about, that there's no way Trump was going to win. No way Trump was going to win. And that Hillary was going to just, take it to the bank. Hillary was going to win. There's no way Trump's going to win. So they essentially handed the election over to Trump because people thought, and especially young people, thought that, hey, we got this in the bank. We don't need to go out and vote. Hell, I'd have to get up. I ain't doing that. I'm going to sleep in. In the poll, what time the polls close? No. I think also they're doing, frankly, a favor now. They continue to. Because all this bashing and all this, pants on fire stuff. All this, you're just crying wolf. And I think you're solidifying basically the support that Trump has. You're actually pushing people to support Trump. And I think this is only going to hurt, frankly, I think this is only going to hurt the Democrat Party going forward. Anyway, I want to play this for you. Here's Howard Dean. Listen to this. Oh, actually, there was a panel on MSNBC talking about how Trump is now traumatized young people. Because they were in a discussion about the election and the numbers and who voted. It's a, kind of an interesting exchange.
But it's not changing the overall
number. I don't hear a name lately.
Only when Trump brings it up.
No, really, not that she'll come back, but right now she's...
That is 100% right, but I'm betting what happens is these young people have been traumatized by Trump's election because it was essentially a reneging on every single value that somebody in this country under 35 has. They were shocked. Mm-hmm. I think they're coming out in 2018,
but you have to look
which
at
they did not do
and
in 2014.
But you also have...
Okay, I want to stop that there. So what he says is they're traumatized because Trump is reneging on everything that they have come to view as their own alternative reality, okay? And this goes back to, I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the program when I talked about how there are people now that are fearful of being deported, right? The DHS has now announced that they're going to, in fact, start deporting people. And it's like, he told you he was going to do this. There was, look, the fact that Barack Obama ignored the law and didn't enforce the law, did you think that was going to be forever? I guess so. Did you think that was going to be forever? Because since it wasn't the law, and since Obama chose not to enforce existing law, see, this again, this was the biggest canard, was that, oh, we need comprehensive immigration reform. Because, of course, not only were Democrats saying that, Republicans are saying that as well. We need comprehensive immigration reform. So they can just kick the can down the road and say, well, you know what, we can't do this because until we get comprehensive immigration reform. They've been saying that for 30 years. We need comprehensive immigration reform. No. We need someone to actually enforce the law. So these young people now are traumatized because, oh my God, Trump is actually going to enforce the law. Let me go. I want to go back to this this segment on MSNBC.
A ton of, I mean, every women's listserv that I'm on talks about how there's a gazillion women running for office right now. There's so many, the women's movement is incredibly like energized going on right now. There's, by some counts, 13,000 women are running for office in 2018. And that could have a huge impact on the midterm elections where women traditionally don't turn out. And if women, you get women to turn out, if women had turned out in 2012 in the same numbers they turned out in 2008, Democrats would have won, would have normally kept the Senate, they would have won the House. That's how powerful women voters are.
Except again, when you talk about subgroups like that, you have to take out the minorities and look at what's happening with the white vote to really tell what's happening. A good example was in this election, white vote was 1% higher of the vote participation.
So anyway, they're talking about the numbers of people that voted. And so this person on MSNBC seems to take the view that you know, there's all kinds of, there's women out there, they're running. And they're incredibly motivated. Well, why weren't they incredibly motivated to go out and vote? Because part of the discussion was how, for instance, white women voted for Trump more than Romney. Yeah. And, of course, we know now that Hispanics and blacks did as well. But here's the point. Somebody voted for Trump. Enough people voted for Trump that he won. So, obviously, there was a lot of people that wanted his policies. Again, it's like, you know, when you saw, for instance, what happened in Brexit. Like, after the vote came out for Brexit, everybody's, all the, I remember the media, the media elites, and everybody was saying, well, they don't really mean this. They don't really mean this. And in fact, they wanted to have a do-over, a petition, a do-over. Same thing happened here. No, no, yeah, actually, people did mean it. People actually like Donald Trump. They actually like his policies. And again, I think you're going to see this all over the world. You're going to see this movement of, again, nationalism, the nation state, a rejection of globalism. You're seeing that. And I know that a lot of the globalist crowd will say, well, we can't go back. You can do anything you want. Okay? You can do whatever you want. We can all go back. People voted because they were rejecting Barack Obama. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So there's this article today in the Wall Street Journal, right? And this caught my eye because I had seen another similar article a couple days ago. Anyway, teens are now using video chat to hang out. And it's specifically talking about Generation Z. Now, Generation Z is basically ranges from adolescence to early 20s. That's the group loosely defined as Generation Z. Okay? By the way, also Generation Z, this is interesting about Generation Z. Generation Z is turning out to be more conservative than, for instance, millennials, which is, you know, kind of surprising. So, now this Generation Z, which, again, is basically adolescence to early 20s, right? So you could kind of characterize them as, I guess, teens. You could say they're teens, right? If you're 19, you're still a teen. So basically it talks about how now teens are using video chat to hang out. Okay, so here's the story. Almost every day when they get home from school, Gracie, age 16, and Sarah, age 14, open the app called House Party, where they can video chat with up to 7 of their friends at once. The sisters, who live in Danville, California, use it to socialize and collaborate on homework for 15 minutes to an hour. When they first open it, they may be chatting with just one friend, but everyone they're connected to on House Party gets a push alert, and they're in the house, and soon enough, the room fills up. It might even spill over into other rooms, growing organically, just like a real house party. Now, understand something. This isn't a real house, and they're not really hanging out. They're hanging out online. Yeah, hanging out online. Now, the reason why I mentioned this is because you're seeing now this incredible disconnect going on. And look, I've talked about it many times. But there's an incredible disconnect now between, and I think this is, I got to tell you, I think this is very dangerous for our culture, for our society in general. Because I think we are becoming more and more and more isolated as we are becoming more, quote unquote, social on social media. Social media is anything but social. It is actually the most unsocial thing you can do is be on social media. And so you're getting, and listen, just anecdotally, and I'll tell you this, because I see this all the time, because I might be out, I'll give you a perfect example. I will, from time to time, I'll either ride my bike around the neighborhood in the morning for a workout, or I'll run, I'll jog, although I can't do it as much anymore, because my knees are starting to go, that's why I got a bike. Anyway, so this actually happened to me. So there's a young, like I, when I used to go out jogging or when I'd ride my bike, there was a young girl, I don't know if she was a millennial or maybe probably Generation Z, probably in her late teens, early 20s. And I would see her whenever I'd be like either walking my dog or running or jogging in my neighborhood. And I would say hello to her. And she would never say anything back to me. Like, I'm serious. Like, she would look right at me and not say anything. And I'm like, what is wrong with this person? You know, you see, look, you know, you see your neighbor or you see someone that you may see on your way to work or at the bus stop or your local Starbucks, whatever. And you don't know their name, but you see them. So you go, hey, how you doing? Right? What I've noticed is with these young millennials or Generation Z people, they don't say hello to you. So I would see this young girl, young lady, and I would say hi to her, and she wouldn't say anything. So I went to a restaurant that I go to on occasion, and it turns out that she is manning the counter there at this restaurant. So when I go to pay for the order, she's there and she goes, oh, hi. I'm like, what are you saying? You're talking to me? She's like, oh, I always see you all the time, you know, in the neighborhood. And I'm like, oh, you're the chick that never says hi to me. But I didn't say that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, what's up? Made small talk. And then when I saw her again, guess what? She wouldn't say hi to me again. I'm like, what is wrong with these people? And I'm telling you, try this. I'm telling you, try this. Start saying hello to people on the street. Seriously. This is a little experiment for yourself. Start saying hello to people on the street. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. People freak, especially young people, they freak out when you say hello to them. Just say hello. I'm telling you, just say hello. They freak out. They look away. They look down at their phone. They don't know how to react. And see, so here's my point on this, because now you got these teens using this video chat to hang out. They're not hanging out. They're actually not hanging out at all. So this article goes on to say, in 2015, the Pew Research Center reported that 73% of U.S. teens have access to a smartphone. Teens are clicking their phones, checking their phones on average more than 80 times a day. What's going on in that phone? You see, when I was a teenager, we actually hung out after school. You know, everybody, by the way, didn't everybody have somebody's house that they went to that their parents didn't get home till, you know, 5:36? That was my house, by the way. So after school, all my friends would come over to my house, and we'd hang out in the basement and smoke cigarettes, and my mom would come home and be like, it smells like smoke here. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. But the point is, we would hang out. We'd hang out. We'd listen to music. We'd talk. And it was an essential part of growing up. The interaction, the social interaction that happens with people is not happening. It's not happening. In fact, these people, young people, they are retarded. And I don't mean that in the sense that, in the Down's syndrome sense. I mean in the, you're retarded sense, okay? They're literally retarded. their social skills have been retarded, honestly. It's the best way I could describe it. And they don't know how to hang out. And they're hanging out online. And they're all doing it. And so when it comes time to actually talking to people, I'm going to tell you right now, the birth rates are going to go down. I guarantee you, going forward. You know why? People don't even know how to hook up. You can't hook up through the phone. Well, I guess you can on Tinder. But then you actually have to talk to people. I'm telling you, do that experiment. Say hello to, just start saying hello to people on the street, especially young people. Young people are the worst. I don't know if it's because their parents have, you know, told them, like, don't talk to strangers. Stranger danger. I don't know what it is. But it's really weird. It's just weird. Because I'm telling you, they won't say hello to you. Okay? So here's a new rule. Talk to as many strangers as possible out there. Okay? Say hello to people on the street. People you don't know, just say hello to them. Engage. Talk. Say hello. Nice day, isn't it? Oh, yeah. You know, whatever it is. But talk. Talk to strangers. Talk to people. Talk to people you don't know. Say hello to people. Nobody's saying hello to anybody. That's the biggest problem today, I think. Okay? Small talk. No small talk going on. Just social media. How goofy is that? All right, I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.